Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Obama administration officials take aim at Russia. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has issued a call to action to Europe and the United States to defend what he called the liberal world order, decrying a growing impulse in the West toward isolation and to build walls, a veiled criticism of plans of incoming President Donald Trump. In his final major speech in his post, Biden said the greatest threat to the order, he said, I will not mince words, was principally Russia.
Under President Putin, Russia is working with every tool available to them to, one, whittle away at the edges of the European project, test the fault lines among Western nations, and return to a politics defined by spheres of influence.
The vice president was not the only U.S. official taking a parting shot at Russia. In a speech to the Atlantic Council Tuesday, outgoing ambassador, U.N. Ambassador Samantha Power, accused Moscow of undermining the rules-based international order and said that Moscow for years had taken one aggressive and destabilizing action after another.
Russia's actions are not standing up a new world order. They are tearing down the one that exists. And this is what we are fighting against. Having defeated the forces of fascism and communism, we now confront the forces of authoritarianism and nihilism.
Power also cautioned against easing punitive actions the Obama administration had taken against Moscow, saying it would only embolden Russia and encourage other rule breakers such as Iran and North Korea. The U.S. intelligence community accuses Russia of meddling in the recent presidential election in the U.S. This is VOA News.